so we'll wait a few more minutes. So what's going on? How's the semester going? We're live. Now, I caught a couple of additional errors in the Q-sort. Just minor stuff, like he missed an S and a comma. Yeah, so I made him redo the two items. So I'm going to pass these out. He's always looking for stuff to do anyway.
Yeah, he did that on purpose.
Right. More money.
So please replace the two items in your decks with these two items.
Still seven? I feel like we did seven already.
No, did we?
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah.
It looks like a little bit shell casing.
This?
Oh, your necklace.
This? Oh, it's a telescope.
A kaleidoscope?
No, it's like to see. To see far away.
Are you
No.
See far and wonderful.
But yeah,
I'm
not through it.
It's like a little
monocle.
I think you were.
No!
One side of a monocular.
It's not just one. Look, it pulls out and it goes in.
Telescope.
It's a telescope.
That's what I said first.
Yeah.
It telescopes in and out, yes. I project it. Bullet shell case.
I know.
Very impressive.
Kind of
like
the Oxford comma.
No, but I grew up in Bolton's Bay, and everybody knew how to shoot a gun. And I was a Boy Scout, so my first merit badge I earned was rifle and shotgun.
Oh my god.
And so a bullet casing is
okay.
More accessible to me than it would be for you.
See, if I didn't have that context, I might think you're more aggressive than you are.
I can't believe I shouldn't have said that. Leave you to think that I'm more aggressive. It's all right. Hi. So I didn't hear from Surat. Have you seen her around? Is she? So I made Patrick redo two of the items. So please just replace these two items with these on your Q-sort decks. So we have some good news. Just no bad news.
Yeah.
Okay. The good news is that we've submitted the two poster abstracts to
AP. Confirmation that they've received.
We've got confirmation they've received. So they're back in the running for acceptance. And the other piece of good news is that there's a strong possibility that they were rejected because they were too long.
I didn't see that rule the first time.
I'm not
just being defensive. I'm just like being incredulous. Like, if that was it, they need to make it clearer. I read the direction.
What was the word count?
200.
Really? Wow.
And both of the abstracts were way beyond 200.
That makes sense.
Yeah. The MLU one was
That makes sense.
347.
Yeah, one was 347, the other was 270.
270, yeah. The mentalization is 270.
Yeah. So I worked on that yesterday to get them to Julia in time. And the Uganda one is 200 exactly, and the mentalization is 196, I think.
Yeah.
So I got those down, and we resubmitted, and so I'm much more hopeful now. I think, it did make sense to me that they were rejected, and so What does make sense is that they were rejected because they didn't follow the technical specifications of length. That actually explains it for me. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. But so I'm more hopeful that we have a shot at Denver. You said you were going, right?
There are only 40 spots.
What do you mean?
They're only choosing 40 posters for this.
Oh, really?
Yes.
In the country?
Right. Oh, in the for AKA? For this late graduate studio session.
Oh. Well, it changes things even more. Yeah, it's more.
There's only two spots.
But at least maybe you'll get
one.
That is
but see, then you could say now they only have 38 slots left.
Oh, I see.
So, I didn't know, you didn't tell me that.
I know so, I didn't.
That's, she has the bad news.
Oh, you said
40?
So you said 4, sorry.
Yeah,
four.
No, 40.
4-0. Okay, I'm sorry.
40 slots, but that, we're competing with everybody in the country. It's a national competition. So I didn't know that was part of it. I wonder why they're doing that. This is the first year.
Well, it said in the description, like, they just wanted to accommodate more students because, like, so many people, like, a lot of students got rejected for, like, you know, like, established researchers who wanted to present. So they wanted to create something just for students.
But most researchers, established people, don't submit posters.
They said they wanted to make it more available for students.
Yeah. All right, so they're an extra 40. All right, we'll see how it goes. I'm very positive about the wording. I mean, the Uganda poster is just unique. There's nothing like that. And then the mentalization poster I also think is really interesting.
Yeah. So we'll know by March 21st.
March 21st. Put that on your calendars, everybody. Have a little party.
We're not.
We're not. Mark, let's see. What's March 21st? That's a Monday.
Monday.
So on Wednesday, March 23rd, party hardy. When we hear that it in fact happened, we were accepted from both. Even one would be great. But you're going to continue to monitor the NISPA website.
Yeah, I check it every day.
Because we're going to also submit there, just in case. Right.
I checked it 3 times today. I'm not like obsessive or anything.
3 times. All right. Okay, so we've got this number to go through.
Okay.
And we've got 1 hour. Huh?
I said we got this.
You got this? Okay. Everybody remember the... The patient and the session. I know it's been a while now. I have my notes. So, let's get into the mode here. Tends to become rigidly repetitive or immobilized when under stress. I know, that's the problem.
Immobilized?
Huh? No, I think it means more like a deer caught in the headlights when under stress.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
So it doesn't really have to do with physical immobilization, more psychological, mental immobilization.
I kind of get upset. I mean, she doesn't really answer it at the heart. What was the first part?
Tends to become rigidly repetitive. Here's the common language. He freezes up when things are stressful, or else he keeps doing the same thing over and over.
Well, she doesn't have any except for about Michael Jackson. She's a little upset.
Let it go. Was it rigidly repetitive?
No.
So, where are we going to go?
Two.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll go with two.
Yes, two.
Wow.
Yay!
I
put in four.
Why four? It felt kind of neutral.
Right? Tends to keep thoughts, feelings, or products to self.
Yeah, right? Well, because she doesn't want to share her feelings.
She really wanted to share them. She sells her
products. Okay, yeah, she sells her products.
Products, and she drew on the baby. She's like, what the
fuck? What does she share?
But, like, I mean, like,
she does give her something?
I don't mean shares and gives it to her. Shares and, like, shows her.
Oh, okay.
That's true. Yeah.
But what about, like, how she doesn't really... Well, I don't know. Is that, assuming again, how you guys were talking about how she doesn't really share her feelings about the session being over and she's just, like, putting it all on Michael Jackson?
But I think she did share her feelings in this session. She very explicitly states, I'm happy and sad. It's not clear that she knows why,
mm-hmm.
but because she says, like, I'm confused. I think we know how she's feeling.
Okay.
It's my feeling.
Any other thoughts about this one?
She shared, not to compare to the other one, but she shared a lot more.
But to compare to the other one.
But I think she's higher than this one.
Yeah. Think about it in relation to all the other items. Right? How characteristic is it that she tended to keep thoughts, feelings, or products to self?
To self?
So it'll be low. Yeah.
I would put it low.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
I
low.
Put it in a two.
That's not bad.
Two?
That she keeps it to herself?
Oh, one.
I was going to say three.
Three?
Yeah,
three.
Three?
I'm
going to
say three.
Three?
Two.
Two? I was going to say four, but I can go down to
yeah, you need to come down.
Yeah.
I put in one.
Yeah.
Feels right.
Yeah. I mean, she was so giving. Now, yeah, there were times when she would evade certain questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, if you want to include that, I would consider a two. But much beyond a two, I think you're really losing how important that feature was to the entire session. Very characteristic of that session. Is verbally fluent, can express ideas well in language. How expressive was she in language?
She was expressive. I
picked
this one up.
Where would you put it?
I'd put it like maybe.
I put in seven.
Okay.
So it's reliable. All right. Is vital, energetic, and lively?
Yeah.
Nine.
Vital, energetic, and lively. What say you, Angel?
Eight.
I'll say eight
unless
like one thing's coming
up.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with a little shift there.
Yeah.
That was my pause.
I put in seven, but I could see eight or nine. Alright. Can acknowledge unpleasant experiences and admit to own negative feelings. For children, this item shows developmental trends. At early ages, this item would be placed low for most children. It would be expected to rise in salience over time. So keep that in mind. She's an older kid. Can she acknowledge unpleasant experiences and admit to her own negative feelings?
Yes. Michael Jackson, I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
So where'd you put it? Okay, so tell us your reasoning.
Well, the only reason why is because she could express, I guess not very low, but it was also not significant. She couldn't express her sadness of leaving the session, but you could see that she was a little affected, so I guess that's it. And it's seven.
Seven, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking someone more around the 7, which isn't very different from Julia's.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of,
I'm
taking
a little
early.
I've been
out
to listen to them.
Huh?
I've been out to listen to them.
All right.
Yeah, 7, 8.
Okay, I put in 8. So, it's close enough. If we were this close on every session, I mean, it'd be unbelievable. Cries easily.
No.
What do you mean she had an opportunity to cry?
She did.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. She didn't cry about Michael Jackson. Her idol.
Her
and she
idol.
Didn't cry. I feel so sad. No tears. No tears.
You're right.
So where would you put it? She had opportunities to cry. Everybody won?
Yeah.
That's where I put it too.
Yay.
Has transient interpersonal relationships is fickle.
I'm gonna put that just like in the middle because I don't feel like I have enough evidence to back
that
up.
There was more to justify that one on previous videos, but not this one.
Right, previous videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in a 4.
I put it in a
5, 4.
Anywhere between 4 and 6.
4 and 6.
5. 4, 5.
I put it in 4. Is inhibited and constricted.
No. 1, 2, 2, 1.
Yes,
me
not.
I
just
put it to 1.
Yes, us.
So 1.5 between the two of you.
2, 1. 2,
I put in 1. Develops genuine and close relationships.
She knew the secretary's name. Well, no, that doesn't really count. I don't know a lot of people's names that I see every day.
It's like if she had been more upset about leaving the therapist.
What's my name?
Jeff, I know that. Okay.
If she had been more upset about leaving the therapist, I would have been more inclined to raise this one high. I mean, to put this one high, but she didn't comment on it. I don't know.
I said, yeah, like 5 or 6, just because there's not a lot of evidence.
She doesn't really talk about any other relationships besides her sister, but that wasn't really about
We don't know about the genuineness or closeness
of
that.
Yeah, she likes the kids in camp.
What about the baby?
She has friends in camp.
But
the cousin.
Close relationship with a baby?
Certainly not genuine. I don't know about genuine.
I cannot include that in my discussion. All right,
so what do you...
I put it, like, 5.
Yeah. I put
6 or 7.
Okay.
I think she does. 7 or 8.
Put in a 6.
She has a close relationship with the therapist. She's
now, how do you know?
For the last session, she obviously tells her she's going to miss her.
I remember that.
Well, maybe she said that before.
That's the previous session.
But still, like, you could just tell. And they have a close relationship.
Well, remember, we have to have evidence.
So,
yeah.
So when she said, "Why aren't you sad?" She did ask that, I think, this one, right? That we're going to end in 2 sessions. And she said, "Well, bring you stuff."
Well, see, we're not coding attachment here. We're coding genuineness and in a close relationship.
Yeah, I hear what Nami's saying, but it's sort of like if there was, if I saw it, I'd say it, like there's no...
I think we're not remembering.
There was something with camp.
Hmm?
Remember when she brought her friends playing in camp?
She brought
No,
one.
She brought no, green previous.
So what was the camp thing?
She had friends in camp.
Are they close and genuine?
I don't know.
They might be just superficial acquaintances.
I feel like she loves people.
I put in five, but you know, I would move it up to six based on what Angel just said, which would put us within two.
Yeah,
I think who gave it six or seven over here? She was, so I could see a six. Reverts to more immature behavior when under stress. For example, whines, sucks thumbs, has tantrums, etc.
She didn't want to help clean.
She didn't really do anything immature. She just escaped.
Yeah.
I mean, you could.
That could be oppositional. That's not necessarily immature. Immature is like acting like someone younger than you are, younger than your age.
No.
Anything, I feel like she's acting older. Like, what 10-year-old is upset about Michael Jackson?
Okay, so now if it's pseudo mature behavior, it actually goes in a low pile. Especially, but it's under stress. This is under stress. Was she under a lot of stress in this session?
No. Well, I mean, you could say that
the threat of under stress.
Yeah.
Of
the session's ending, and she's dealing with two more with the therapist today.
But she didn't.
But we can't do that.
Did she immediately go suck her thumb when she heard that?
No. I feel like I would put this in like a three.
Three or four.
Yeah.
Two.
Four?
Two. I put in five because I just didn't feel like there was much. I didn't think she was pseudo mature, but I didn't think she was immature either. So it kind of canceled each other out.
Okay.
This is why it makes sense.
Okay. Because if you put it low, that means she's mature for her age.
Pseudo mature, like she's pretending to be like mature. You've seen kids like when they're under a lot of stress, they act like they're little adults.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
When a child acts like that, then you consider a lower rating.
So what you're saying, so if they're not immature, they're not necessarily going to be pseudo mature, or yes.
No, you got it right the first time. The former is correct. Just because they're not immature doesn't mean they're going to be pseudo mature.
That's what I mean. So if they're not immature, that means they're probably going to the low one because they're not immature.
No, if they're not pseudo mature, then you put it in the middle pile. If they act like, if they're really trying to act like an adult under a stressful situation, then you put it in a low pile.
So I'll be fine too.
Is eager to please.
Yeah, I have a question kind of going back.
Completely
different to you, but like, remember the one where she's talking about taking care of the baby and how she like has to do that a lot? Would that be an example of her being super mature, taking responsibility for the baby?
It has to be under stress.
Oh, okay. Do you remember, I'll say this really quick, but Angel, do you remember when you brought us that story? I forget if it was like that kid at camp.
That boy.
Who was like making all these inappropriate jokes and saying he had to be
the
man of the house.
Yeah.
That I would think is pseudo-mature behavior, right?
Yeah.
Like a 10-year-old saying that he needs to now be the man of the house. The stressful situation being after his father died, you know?
But isn't that also immature that he was hitting people and like cursing at them and stuff?
I mean, the immaturity is really like what you expect to see in a baby. So whining, sucking thumb, crawling on all fours, you know, take care of me, those kinds of behaviors. Regressing to a younger age. I couldn't have said it better myself. So hitting, adults hit
hitting
people.
I wouldn't classify either way.
Yeah.
But like, if he's like taking on the roles of being the man of the house, then I would say that's super mature.
Yeah. I mean, Carlin, my daughter doesn't hit anybody.
She's just, well, that's
true. No, you're right. But she also attends a Saturday morning program and doesn't hit. So. She's not a biter. I was a biter.
Careful. But
she's not a biter. But so is she pseudo mature? No, she's just not a biting is. I mean, hitting is not a behavior that you would consider to be exclusively defining infancy or toddlerhood. Sucking your thumb is, although I knew somebody in grad school who did suck her thumb, but generally think of that as an infant or whining. That's more. Maybe you know somebody.
You'll hear a lot of that.
All right. You sort the office noise.
No, thanks. Stay down first.
Is eager to please. Where does that one go? Well, it's relatively high, but then consider the cleanup time. Eager to please.
But why is it high?
Said that behind?
Not think of
anything. No, I'm trying to put in the middle. I think it cancels each other out.
Yeah.
Five or six. She is not eager to please about cleanup. If she was eager to please,
right.
She would clean up right away.
That's
but
right. That was a significant part of the session.
She was eager to please. You know, like,
yes.
She wanted her to like her whatever she made, belt thing, and look at the doll, and...
But she's also very independent.
Yeah.
And she could operate independently of the need to please.
Yeah.
Do you have the wording of the other
person? Yes. Tries hard to please other people. Not that enlightening. I put in five.
Yeah, I feel.
Yeah.
I think it canceled each other out. Behaves in a feminine style and manner. I know you like these.
No.
Well, in this one, she takes care of that baby. Like, plays with the baby doll.
I feel like if I had said that, you would have said
this
that's
so,
so like, gender.
Well,
so
it is. This is a gender. It's very gender.
It's so
gender. But we're looking at a gender, so. It's different than the one being like, the child's attractive. I won't fight about that.
Wow. Fighting. Very gender unstereotypical.
She's kind of tomboyish.
What?
She's kind of tomboyish.
I don't see
it. In what way?
You don't see it?
Tell me what you see.
I don't know, like the way she sits in the chair and stuff, and like she's just so, I don't know, because there's like certain instances, I feel like, certain things she would do, I feel like my mom would yell at me for, because it's just like.
tell me.
Like, she's so close to the therapist, I'm like, she'll lean on the thing, and she's just like, I don't know.
I didn't think about the caregiving that she did to the baby, so my mistake. I put in five, and I would move it up to six, possibly seven. Mm-hmm.
I would say six. I wouldn't go seven because I don't think it was, top 25.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree.
Right.
I'd say six. I could see seven, but
depends on what car is
called. Anywhere between five and seven would be really great. Tends to be judgmental of the behavior of others.
I'm trying to think, was there an opportunity for her to be judgmental?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm very judgmental of Michael Jackson.
I mean, she said the wife had a big chin, but that was it.
Now, she probably doesn't even know about child molestation charges or anything like that.
No, that is true, though, what she says about his wife. Having a big chin, but that was it.
Having what?
Remember the
watch?
She had a big chin.
Oh.
Very good memory. I didn't remember that. Even I had done this right after I watched the video twice, and I didn't remember that. That was judgment.
Wait, what is she tells the therapist?
No, Michael Jackson's wife.
Michael Jackson's wife. Oh, right.
You remember that from the video?
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you get? Where do you guys put it?
That's not the
meta.
Do we
mean
it again? Right? It's judgmental behavior.
Well, how else are you going to... She could say, I'm a judgmental person. That would also count. But how else are you going to rate this item?
Well, no, because like saying the thing about her chin, the chin's not a behavior to be judged.
Yeah.
Is she
judgmental? Oh, I see.
She's judgmental of behavior?
Wait, read
the item is tends to be judgmental of the behavior of others.
Yeah. That's very different.
Yeah.
So not the appearance of others. It's kind of splitting hairs, but
I don't
hear
that's
your
splitting
point.
Hairs.
I
think
so.
No, I think that's like really clear behavior.
Mm.
All right, listen to the common language. He judges other people. He has very strong emotions about the things other people do.
Do.
But he judges other people.
But we're using.
Semicolon.
We're not
using
that
one.
If we were using that one.
All right, so you want to define this item narrowly. I'm okay with that. Whatever allows us to maximize our opportunities for reliability, I'm all for that. Well, that see that improves reliability when you go with words. So then that means we exclude that evidence.
Two. Could a gesture for not cutting the thing properly?
Well, she did say she's on too slow, but that's not really judgmental.
That's kind of
judgmental.
That's better evidence. Yeah.
What was it? Sorry, what did you
say? She was trying to cut the thing, and I think she was like, she's going too slow. I don't really remember if she said that, to be quite honest,
well,
but
she
was
scissors
out
of her
hand.
She's
mad at
it.
Yeah. That was a little bit.
Why are you smiling?
Because I mean, how do you know that's judgmental?
Yeah, that's me.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, like, I feel like, okay, my extrapolation from that, and we won't even go there. Okay.
You've been caught doing that in the past.
Yes, I'm guilty.
All right, so I put it in 4.
That feels...
A middle pile, I think, is warranted here.
Okay. I felt 5, so yeah.
Okay. Appears to feel unworthy, thinks of self as bad. Remember, exclude what you know about previous sessions.
Two. One.
Why?
Because there's no either or here.
Yeah.
What do you mean there's no either or?
I'm getting confused now.
Yeah.
I think there was opportunity in this session for her to feel bad about herself. Like, the sister, and she'd be like, she could have been like, oh, I was like a really bad sister for doing that.
Yeah. Well, didn't she realize it was wrong because she didn't want to get scared herself or something? I think.
But she
right.
wasn't
like
oh,
she
I'm
stopped
bad.
Scaring
her. Me with her sister?
Yeah, like she stopped scaring her sister because she was like, well, someone's.
That doesn't mean she feels unworthy or thinks of herself as bad. She might thought that behavior was inappropriate, and so she changed it accordingly, but that doesn't mean she thought of herself as bad. Ari, are there opportunities that she say she's particularly worthy or a great person? Did she think of herself as being good?
Yeah, I wish I like remember.
I mean, well, I don't really think this is a real example, but I remember how she said she first did the mask in kindergarten, but she messed up, but then she was just like, oh, well, I was a kid, so I didn't know. So I don't like think that's not worthy.
She's proud of the way she takes care of the baby.
What about showing off the mask or belt, whatever it is?
Yeah. So
that'll
be well, right?
Okay. I don't know, it's hard for me.
It's a little bit of an inference.
If I didn't do the opposite
thing, I would have put it low, but if we're doing the opposite of the thing, I would put it in the middle. So it's hard.
It's so hard.
So where do you guys put it?
I stick with two.
Can you read it one more time?
No, yeah. Should I go high now? I'm confused.
Appears to feel unworthy. Semicolon. Thinks of self as bad.
I feel like if there's this much ambivalence, we need to put it in the middle pile.
See, for me, there's no ambivalence about the fact that she doesn't do this. Like, if that were all we were coding for, I would put this very low. Because she's not, you know, feeling unworthy. But if we're doing, is she feeling grandiose and, like, superb, then yeah, it does have to go in the middle. So I need to know how.
Yeah, like, on the other end would be, like, grandiose, entitled, infallible. Like,
it's like, think we rated it super
high. Let's rate
so
Donald
four.
Trump on this.
I mean, he would be absolutely a one on that.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, but with her, is that what we're doing as well?
Well, she doesn't do that.
She doesn't
say I'm the greatest person.
No.
And everyone else is a loser.
But she's also definitely not, you know, thinking poorly of herself.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all in agreement. 6 through 9 are off limits. Now we're just talking about 5 through 1.
So my question is, do we consider the contrary, or do we just go based?
Oh, we have to consider the contrary.
Always.
Yeah.
So then this is a 5.
Four.
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 Okay,
four.
I'm
going
to switch mine to a solid
3.
I mean, if you all
go 4. Four. Okay, I put it in 3, but I could see a 4 or 5. I can't see a 2 or 1. So if we're between 3 and 5,
yeah.
I think we're good. I don't think anyone said 2 or 1, right?
I said 1 and 4.
Yeah, before.
Yeah.
Okay,
now,
do we understand?
If you just read it, you'd be like, oh no, she doesn't think that of herself. Straight 1.
You see, the opposite would be like, I'm Donald Trump.
If you think about the opposite, I was like, okay, she doesn't do that either.
God, no. Just like throw it in the pile. Yeah, I probably throw
her out with it. It would be interesting, Q sort Donald Trump and then Q sort Bernie Sanders. And see how different.
Feel the burn.
I am feeling the burn. Is physically cautious. Is she physically cautious?
Overly cautious?
Physically cautious.
She was pretty haphazard with those scissors.
Yeah.
She
kind
of
flails.
Yeah.
You know,
like
the
one time
she
like,
there
was the glue on her face. She
put
a glue herself.
GST was like, I felt like she was monitoring to make sure.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the stapler. GST was like,
yeah.
She's got that like on her.
Well, but you know, if you're in charge of this girl who's in therapy for problems, whatever they might be, you know, you're going to be overly, if we were grading the therapist,
yeah,
it would be different. What about this girl? What would you put this item? Is physically cautious.
I feel 4.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
I put in 4.
Yeah.
All right. Becomes anxious when the environment is unpredictable or poorly structured.
No.
I mean, she is so structured. She came in with knowing what she wanted to do.
So the environment was never unpredictable or poorly structured.
Right. Like, I interpret
she made
that
it structured.
She would be uncomfortable because she made
oh,
it so structured.
See, there you go again.
Yeah,
we don't know that.
I agree.
I'm so
okay. All right. I knew it while I was saying it, but I felt the need to say it anyway.
So you're going
to
make a great clinician. Hopefully you make a great coder. So where have you guys put this one?
I'm going to say 5, just because there's no evidence of any...
5? 5. 5?
No, 4 or 5.
Okay, 4 or 5?
Yeah, sure.
Which one?
5.
Commit. 5.
5.
We did 5 or 6, probably 5.
Okay, I put in 4. C seeks reassurance from others about her worth or adequacy. So one's about feeling unworthy, but this is about seeking reassurance about worth. So the two are related somewhat, but obviously they're distinct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the question is the opposite.
I know, yeah.
Does she, are there opportunities where she could have asked for reassurance and
with her bell.
And she didn't ask or seek it?
Five, I guess.
Five. Anja?
Four.
Four?
Four.
Four?
Four. I think I'm going to start out with a five and go from there, but yeah, five.
Okay.
Four.
I put in four. He has high standards of performance for self.
But
she have high standards?
In this video,
in this video,
standards of performance, the kindergarten thing, I don't know.
She's like less perfectionist.
She what?
She like gives herself a break. She's
yeah.
More creative. Yeah, and she's like accepting of the fact that she made a mistake.
Does she have low standards of performance for herself? She's very exacting about, like, oh, I need the stapler now, I need some glue here now. And, so I would say low standards.
Six.
Six?
Six.
Six? Six.
Seven.
Hmm?
Seven.
You're always the outlier.
Now you have to back it up.
Yeah. Because we're suddenly three apart, so
oh,
I put in four. Has high standards of performance for self.
So she does that mean that she cares about what she does?
Yeah.
She
like she said, she expects a lot of herself.
You don't think that she does that? Like,
when does she do that?
When she creates her stuff.
When she builds her.
Do you think she had high standards?
Of how it would come out?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, she started out, she's making a mask, and somehow it turns out to be a belt.
We know that
I feel like she expected herself to
be
great.
Yeah. Are you maybe, like, putting together?
She's like, I already know how to do this.
So, like,
I learned first grade.
Care. She does do
So we don't think that she cares.
That's not what we're saying.
How good she comes out.
No, that's not what we're saying.
Isn't that what the thing says?
Her standards, not your standards for her. Her standards for herself.
She doesn't care about her own work.
Not that she doesn't care. She neither cares nor doesn't care. I think she's okay with it.
Oh, okay.
I agree. I go down
one to a six, but I don't see a four.
Okay, if you go to a six, I'm okay with that.
I think she cares.
No,
I think she puts the time,
yeah,
the focus.
Is it one of the top 25 items?
I think so.
Really?
It depends on the other one, obviously, but I think, like, on top of my head, if I was coding, I'd be like, okay, this is going up.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done. I think she puts a lot of attention to what she does. She cares about how it comes out. She's not like over the
her
face,
standards
like, doing
are
this, and then she goes over here, and then she comes out and does the mask. I don't think she's like that. I think she actually puts effort into creating whatever she created.
She wants
so
different effort.
Is Angel persuasive or not?
Yes.
The grad students.
I'm going
with a six.
I was just thinking. I was wondering how we're keeping track of our group consensus, because now I want to know. Like, it's only sevens. I want to talk about.
No,
how
I didn't
do
that.
How we disperse those.
Yeah, okay.
I go back and listen to the podcast.
You get your RA, though, if you're kind of transcribed.
I get
Patrick.
Look at
me.
Patrick.
Patrick.
We'll get Patrick to do it.
That
poor guy. All right. Tends to go to pieces under stress, becomes rattled and disorganized.
One. That's just, I do it so fast.
I did not react to leaving in two sessions.
She goes to pieces. Yeah, she doesn't go to pieces.
Like, is there ever an opportunity? There you go.
But what would be at 9?
She doesn't go to pieces.
What would be the opposite?
And every... Oh, like, I can't leave therapy!
Like,
oh, please!
No, I think so.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't get it.
She did not do that.
She did not get that
at all. She could have thrown a tantrum about Michael Jackson.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'm thinking... I'm getting confused like you earlier.
I know,
but, but yeah, I think it's a little too...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's too...
Like... See, I got confused, I think, about middle pile versus low pile. I put it 4, but I could definitely see a 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wording. Yeah. Be very careful.
But she had opportunities to fall to pieces, and she did. So when you have an opportunity and you don't, to me, that argues in favor of a lower rating. So I would agree 1 or 2. Sense. Even if it were 2, they would still be within 2 of me. But I would move mine down. So I got that one. Tends to withdraw and disengage when under stress. Again, these under stress questions, how stressed was she? She did learn that session was, her treatment was ending soon. So I guess the whole session occurs under a cloud of some stress.
Can we
what?
Can we, is there evidence for that?
Well, objective stress, yeah. I think we can make
we
can make a blanket statement that when a patient is told treatment is ending soon, that's a stressful situation.
Okay.
Yeah. Whether the patient experiences it, you know, subjectively as stressful, that's a different topic.
That's for them to say explicitly. In
yeah.
Can't.
Right. But I think we can say that she was under stress.
Yeah.
Whether she experiences it that way or not is a different question. So did she tend to tends to withdraw and disengage when under stress?
I mean, she did not want to answer those questions.
Yeah,
yeah.
She
made
her silence
that
mute could be, you know, could argue that she felt under attack.
Yeah, she doesn't help clear the disengages
when she's under stress, she gives up and backs off.
I would write this.
That cleanup one was good. Obviously, she was stressed about leaving the session.
Yeah.
And she did so. Cleanup and CK.
Higher than 5.
I agree.
Yeah.
Higher
than
5.
No,
I
don't.
I would put it in
7.
A 6 or a 7, depending on where the cards go.
You read it one more time, sorry.
Tends to withdraw and disengage when under stress. Did she stop talking?
No, I don't think it's high. I think it's low. 4 or 3.
It's still.
She. I could do 4, but I can't see going below.
Like she didn't want to answer the question, but she didn't stop interacting with the therapist or doing whatever she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's it that way.
Switched to the baby when the therapist was asking her questions.
She switched to the baby.
And what about the whole cleanup?
But she wasn't disengaging. She was changing the subject. She was still engaged.
She disengaged during cleanup. Time to clean up. Playing with the baby. Time to clean up. Playing with the baby. Not saying anything. Time to clean up. Still playing with the baby.
I put it in 4.
I
put it in 6. It's middle pile.
I think we're good. Yeah.
Everybody can agree it's middle pile. Tends to brood and ruminate or worry.
I don't know. She ruminated a little bit on my
chest. Is that rumination?
Was
she continuously thinking about it? I don't think so.
You don't think
she was ruminating?
3.
Was she brooding over
anything?
2.
She was brooding.
Did she?
I could see she might have the opportunity to be brooding all session when the therapist said at the beginning, we only have 2 sessions left.
Right.
She was.
She exhibit any worry at all about anything?
One.
First you start with three, now it's one. Angel.
Five.
You're the outlier here. So you thought she worried? You thought she neither worried nor didn't worry?
Yeah.
But she had a chance to worry. Exactly.
And she did.
So then he would be low.
She had a chance to worry about what?
The end of the session ending. Her
treatment ending.
Yeah, the treatment ending. Oh. She had two more sessions. She could have worried about that.
All right, three, four, four.
Two.
Two or three.
Wait.
Two, maybe three. No.
No, one.
Three.
I would say two, three,
four. Okay, I put it two.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
So when we say she had the opportunity for, so that's sort of like basing it against the norm, right?
No, there's no norm, just whether there's an opportunity or not.
That would keep it from...
Lack of opportunity might be the norm.
Yeah.
Opportunity might be the norm. It's not based on norm. It's based on whether there's an opportunity. I don't know how normal the opportunity is.
Like, there were places in the session where it's, could have, in terms of like, and it would have been appropriate, contextual, like, relative ideas. You know what I mean? Because, like,
I sort of see what
if you go toward the what if, you're bound to any kind of a response. What if, like, the opportunity for when, who determines when the opportunity comes up? So what I'm asking is that when we ask ourselves, did she have the opportunity for X, Y, or Z? I think I know the answer, but I just want to be very clear when doing this and moving forward. It's based on the contextual sort of elements allowing for something naturally
yeah.
to occur
right.
in a normal circumstance.
In a normal
for the session.
So, normal based on the context. For example, it is atypical for a child, for anyone probably, to be so sort of non-concerned about a session ending.
Yeah, I think we can assume that termination arouses worry.
So we can make sort of assumptions about the typical reactions to a
situation.
I guess so. You know what I'm asking? Okay.
But again, just to emphasize that this item is rated in relation to all the other items.
Right. I just want to make sure from now on when I move forward that when I'm asking myself, did she have the opportunity for X, Y, or Z in relation to all the other items based on the context given?
Yeah.
Because like she always has real.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to get lost.
I guess you could worry about something like, I'm not going to get an ice cream cone after this session.
Right.
That she brings in.
Or something completely unusual for us. Like, they just react in a very unusual way where there might normally not be an opportunity to do so. If that would then rate higher as a result.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
there are parts that
cover
that.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. Has bodily symptoms as a function of tension and conflict. For example, headaches, stomach aches, nausea, etc.
Well, there's no evidence of it.
Right. Yeah.
But she had opportunities to have bodily symptoms.
Really?
I feel like that would be something
I
just
wanted to share absent put this in the middle pile.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't say that.
It's in the pile, really.
What was the card again?
Oh, let's check. Let's test your memory.
You're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right.
If he doesn't do this, put this card in the middle pile.
Middle
so,
pile.
So this item can't possibly be placed in a lower pile. There's no way.
I mean,
yeah,
I think if things need to get shuffled and it ends up
yeah,
at four or six,
it's
not the end of the world.
Characteristic.
I don't think we can take the opportunity thing so far as to be like, yeah, she could be like, hey, I'm out of stomach.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what my
that's taking it too far, I think.
Universe is chaos. Everything is possible.
All right, so, but quoting someone else, one of you guys, That's not what this card says.
It's quoting me.
Oh, it's quoting you. Okay.
So
it just says hot has bodily symptoms as a function of tension and conflict. For example, headaches, stomach aches, nausea, etc. It doesn't mention anything about placement if there's an absence of bodily symptoms. But if we want to agree to that rule.
I just don't see it applying. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, wouldn't that mean it would never go on a low pile then? It'll always be in the middle either. Either she does it or it's in the middle.
Yes, that's what we're saying.
Well, but in the case that she was like, you know, stressing, oh, my tummy hurts, my head hurts, like then it would go higher.
Yeah,
right.
No, I'm saying it could never go on a low pile.
What if she was just like during a stressful situation, she was like, I feel great right now, everything.
That's what I'm asking. That's you're saying no, that's not possible. It has to go either middle pile or positive.
No. Well, she doesn't do either of those two things. That's why I'm putting it in the middle pile.
Yeah, but in the other thing, it says if it doesn't do it, then it goes in the middle pile.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm saying if she actually says, I feel great, that is not doing it. That is
if she doesn't do this,
says,
put this card in the middle pile. She's not expressing bodily symptoms. But you're saying put it in the low pile.
I would only put it in a low pile if she was explicitly saying she did not have symptoms. But if she doesn't say it at all.
I do not have any stomach aches over my father's death.
Right, like,
no stomach aches at all.
I would get a weird card somewhere else, but then I'd be like, okay.
I'm not feeling nauseous right now. I hear what you're saying. So I put in 2, but I would move it up to a 5. Based on this conversation. All right, everybody understand that? This card? I have in my hands the final.
The time is
fair.
Ta-da!
Yes. Ta-da! Is afraid of being deprived. Is concerned about getting enough. For example, with respect to affection, food, toys, etc.
You don't know, right?
Is afraid of being deprived, is concerned about getting enough with respect to affection, food, toys. I mean, she was deprived in the sense, I'm not going to be seeing you after 2 weeks.
You would put that in.
That's deprivation.
Affection.
Huh?
You put that under affection?
Yeah.
No, I was seriously asking.
Yeah, I would.
Then I would put it.
It's like it's getting enough of a person, of the affection and warmth of another human being. So where would you put it?
3. 3? I'd put it in 1 or 2.
1 or 2? Mike?
I think about it. Yeah.
3? Kayleen? Yes, is afraid of being deprived, is concerned about getting enough. For example, with respect to affection, food, toys, etc.
I'm honestly feeling bad about this because she does, like, it just doesn't come out, and I don't think that it's uncharacteristic of her. Like, during this session, I don't think she mentions anything regarding it at all.
I have a question. Well, we can't really count the supplies as anything, right?
No, you can.
Because she kept asking.
Because
she kept asking for, like.
Is she worried about being deprived? Is she showing worry about being deprived?
I don't know.
It's hard to tell because she gets what she wants in the session.
But at first, she was denied several times and she kept asking about it.
Okay, and then did she show worry? Holy shit, I'm not getting the stapler that I need. I'm not going to be able to finish this. All right,
so a 1.
Wow, very persuasive. What do you guys say? 2?
I can't turn it off.
Anna? What do you think?
There's something in the back of my head.
Okay.
What did you put?
Well,
4. 4?
I put in 2.
2. I thought we had 2-1.
And I think 2 is a valid place for this.
Yeah.
So, that's the end. How do you think we did?
Well,
of course you would say that. It was your idea.
No, I can agree when my ideas are bad.
I'm kidding. No, I think this was an excellent task.
But like now we're all going to be thinking, well, what's the
option?
This is going to be a coding process.
Yeah, that's
what I was thinking. Really? I'm going to
sit down and really think
about it.
Or maybe
you're going
to do more.
I'm going to
think
about that.
I'm
going
to think about
that. Maybe that'll be worse.
Let me raise this question with you guys. Let's say there is a group of folks who are really highly interratedly reliable with each other, and there's a group of folks who are just like not related to the rest. How would people feel if we went forward with only those folks who were correlated highly with each other? I don't know. We have to talk about it.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about that?
And then from there, split the
scenes.
Yeah. Right.
I said that seems like sound science.
Sound science.
Seems like something science.
It's not don't get it, it's just maybe see things differently, you know.
Does it make them wrong?
No, it doesn't make them wrong, but it makes them unreliable,
yeah.
Which is bad for getting published. Very bad for getting published.
But why would? What's the point of publishing something if the people are unreliable or getting it wrong?
Wait. One person at a time.
I'm saying what's the point of publishing something if the people that you think are reliable are also getting it wrong themselves? And the person that was unreliable is the one actually wanted that's actually getting it right.
Well, you're right. That's why I actually went ahead and coded this myself, and then I checked, you know, I'm checking the consensus among those of us who, all of us who did it. Not everybody's going to give the right answer every time, but over 100 items, if there's a small group of people who are like really reliable with each other, that to me means that they're actually accurately reflecting what's actually going on in the session.
Are you going to
in my experience.
To code with us?
What's that?
Are you going to
I don't have the time to do that.
Okay.
I had time because I think this was winter break, so I was able to do it.
I think we should give us a key sort this week. And let's all do it, see how we do, and then talk about it.
Yeah.
You know. I'm fine with it.
I mean, Angel, just to carry this example forward. So let's say I give you guys a video. It'll be a Dropbox. I send you the link. You download it. You code it. You send me your codes for next Wednesday. I put them in a spreadsheet. I check the correlations among all of you. And let's say everyone's correlated with everybody else 0.6, and you're correlated 0.2 with everybody. Now, you could be right, and everybody else could be wrong, but what are the chances of that?
Yeah, you're right. I see.
You know what I mean?
But there's also a possibility of...
It's possible, you know, Martin Luther King thought that it was unfair that there were separate drinking fountains. And in the South, he was in the minority. You know, no one believed that. Everybody believed, oh, there should be separate drinking. Even black people thought that. But he thought differently, and he was right, and everybody else was wrong. Yes, there are examples of that.
I think
you wonder where I was going with that. You know what I'm, so yeah, sometimes there's this visionary who sees things differently from everybody else, and years from now, they're seen as the ones who were right all along, and everybody else was wrong. Yes, that happens sometimes. Not a whole lot, And for the purposes of this coding team, I'm going to assume that if everybody is at 0.6 with everybody else except for one person who's a total outlier, that person just doesn't see it like everybody else, and they're going to be excluded from coding.
I think
yeah.
There's
going to
be...
Well, I don't know. How else do you want to do it? I
think we should get
suggestions.
Two videos to, like, see who can get reliable. But I think there's going to be... I'm thinking of two problems with what we just did. One is that a lot of times that we answer numbers here, we're affected by other people's opinion.
Right.
Because
yeah.
We chose...
Yeah.
I would have chosen 9, and then everybody's like a 6.
No, I know.
So I went down. And then the second thing is, when I'm coding myself, I feel like I'm going to be thinking, okay, what would Julia rate this? What would Hannah rate this? So I feel like that's going to be a problem too, and it's going to affect the way you see things also. So that's why I think, that's why I said we were going to do worse. Not that I want us to do worse, but.
But do you really know how other people in the group are going to rate?
No, not really, but I don't know. It's
instead,
just,
like, I would spin that and say, well, we've talked about the item so much, but I feel like we have a much more cohesive understanding now about what the items mean.
Yeah, but we also got confused about opposites and opportunities. And
but we
yeah.
talked it through.
Yeah,
we did. But that's why I said we should do 2 videos.
Okay, we can do 2 videos.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that this is February 10th.
Yeah.
And the clock is ticking.
You
feel the pressure?
Oh, yeah, within this one.
We got 53 videos to code eventually once we get to the real sample.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we code 1 for next week? See what happens. Those who are reliable keep coding. Those who are unreliable
code 1.
Have them practice code 1 more. The one that you guys are coding next round. If we match the second time, give them a try. I'm including myself. And then if we remain unreliable, we'll get a different test.
I don't know. Would you guys be really opposed to decoding 2 videos in 1?
I was thinking that.
But then I also had another question.
No,
I
don't
have
that.
You said you
said
the majority.
I'm gonna go with the doctors.
Okay, so then you're gonna cut all of us off?
No.
What if
I'm just saying.
What if we split it?
I don't think I'm gonna.
What do you mean split it?
Like,
well, no,
we
I'm just saying
because
usually it's like you guys all think the same, and then like we're all
correlate the same.
I think it's I think it just depends on all of us.
Well, I think we're also talking about majority, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I said, and then you said you go with you guys either way.
Well, she said, what if it split down the middle? You got, you know,
four
non-doctoral students and 3 doctoral students, and the 3 doctoral students are highly intercorrelated with each other, and the other 4 are highly correlated with each other. Who am I going to go with? But the 2 groups are not correlated with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know it is.
I'm
but.
Thinking, like, what if, like, because it's, what if, like, Julia and I are really reliable, and then now me and Anna, like, what if, like, 2 people are really reliable with each other, but not with other people?
It
has
to be a group problem.
I mean, not that that's, like, ideal. I'm just, like, thinking of all the situations that could happen.
Sure.
It has to
right?
be
yeah.
So,
look, let me just say right now that nobody's name is being taken off the poster.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just take that off the table right now. Everybody who's on the poster stays on the poster regardless of what happens in the coding process. Everybody's name is staying on, okay? Does that help?
Yeah, I feel like also if there's one outlier and that person doesn't get it, the same.
Yeah.
You could train them, you know, and then eventually get them up to power. Okay, this is where you show them. What are
they doing
with
the other things? They have the list search. They, you know, there's like a ton of other things that they're doing.
So it's not like somebody's getting cut off. I mean, I feel like I'm the outlier all the time. So if I get cut off,
I
won't be mad. But
you
don't feel like the outlier in life.
So what is your goal? As in, like, for next week, what is your
I'm gonna put up a video. You're gonna code it, and send me your distribution by Tuesday night. And I'm going to put in my database. I'm going to send out the correlations, and we're going to talk about them and what they mean next week.
What range are you looking
for?
A That's what I mean.
Looking for sixes.
Sevens.
You're looking for
sixes?
Yeah.
Eventually we want sevens, or are we sixes now?
Well,
I thought it was
we gotta get
right now.
Yeah,
I
lied.
Yeah.
0.6, 0.7, 0.8, 0.9, 1.
We will never get to 1. That will never happen.
We'll be as high as possible.
Yeah. Can I ask?
As close to 1.
If we get Valada, say, next week, are we starting them with the real stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What happens if we get unreliable with the real stuff?
We keep training. That's
we're
going to meet every week.
Oh, no.
No, we want to prevent something called inter-rater drift.
Right, exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So
we're
going to
be meeting every week to talk
take
about
out the outliers.
Huh?
Then you would immediately take out the outliers, the ones that comes to the real stuff.
Take out the
if suddenly we had
students.
A majority next week,
exactly,
then we would just go with it.
Yeah,
yeah,
and but I think Angel has a point. If he wants me to work with him, if he's the outlier, and to try to get him up to speed, I would try to do that.
So we go by learning and we think of what's opposite.
Let's just see what happens.
Golden rule.
But I would urge everybody to really spend time doing this.
Yeah.
You know, just don't do it flippantly.
Yeah.
But think about
it. Don't do
it
Tuesday night.
Exactly. All right.
Well, all good idea, Julia. Thank you for this helpful thing.
Thank you, Julia.
John, Julia. March 21st,
that's right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. See you tomorrow. You're going to D-Day?
Oh, yeah.
All right, everyone. Have a good D-Day.
You have to go for the entire day? Or?
No, just a half day. It's only a half day this year.
All right. So, see, I'll go for the lunchtime and then split it too.
That's fair.
Think I can
get
away with that?
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I canceled my second year class for this.
Was it a morning or afternoon?
No, afternoon.
All afternoon classes are canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think it was up to the discretion of the
Oh, really?
Faculty.